Well, a Saudi detainee at Guantanamo Bay Prison says a member of the Saudi royal family attempted to recruit him to carry out, quote, violent extremist acts in the U.S. before September the 11th. Now, according to a newly released transcript by the Pentagon, Ghassan Abdullah al-Sharbi made the remarks during his conversation with the prison's periodic review board in June. He said the unnamed Saudi man had asked him during a telephone conversation to take part in a plot against the U.S. that would involve learning to fly a plane. The Saudi embassy in Washington has declined to comment on the transcript. Al-Sharbi was arrested in Pakistan in 2001, where he apparently learned how to make remote-controlled explosive devices. His statement adds to a list of clues about possible involvement by members of the Saudi establishment in the 9/11 attacks, which killed some 3,000 people. 15 of the 19 attackers were Saudi nationals. Crossing over to Madison, Wisconsin, joined by editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Kevin Barrett. Thank you so much for being with us. So what do you make of this latest claim now that this Saudi detainee has said that a member of the Saudi royal family has attempted to recruit him?
I think this claim is credible. It looks like he said this. He's got medical issues. And the actual transcript, if you read it, does look like it's not something that's been scripted and prepared, but rather it's an authentic account of what he heard. He heard his this person was recruiting him to go to the U.S. and be involved in some kind of attack using airplanes, talking to a member of the Saudi royal family, addressing them as Your Highness. So this is yet another piece of evidence pointing towards the role of Saudi Arabia in the September 11th attacks. I do think we need to keep in mind, though, that the Western propaganda line that 9/11 was the work of radical Muslims needs to be questioned. Obviously, the Ibn Saud family is overall hardly a group of so-called radical Muslims. They are actually a group of hypocrites who enjoy a lavish lifestyle by being part of the Zionist American Empire and running the Rothschild petrodollar, backing it with petroleum. So the bottom line here is that obviously the Ibn Sauds did not attack the United States on September 11th, 2001. Far from it, they were simply cooperating in a larger plot, which was essentially a neoconservative Zionist coup d'etat in the United States. So an element of the American power apparatus in collaboration with their Israeli masters and various Saudi and Pakistani puppets, among others, were involved in arranging this coup d'etat. The so-called hijacker angle, that was just a cover story.
The whole situation, when we're talking about like 15 of the 19 individuals were Saudi, so you're saying you basically believe that the Ahl-e Saudi regime basically worked together with insiders in the U.S. government to create this perspective that these individuals were involved, or explain what you're saying exactly, Dr.
Yes, Bear. Yes. These 15 Saudis who were blamed falsely for 9/11 were patsies who were set up by a joint U.S. Zionist and Saudi intelligence project. They were sent to America in order to be set up as patsies in this false flag attack. And of course, the Saudi ruling family is more than willing to cooperate with the Americans and with the Zionists in these kinds of underhanded operations. So we have to remember also that within the Saudi regime, there has been a conflict between those who were uncomfortable with the Saudis' role as complete puppets of this U.S. and Zionist empire. And there were others who wanted more independence. In August of 2001, the King of Saudi Arabia announced that it was time for a parting of the ways with the U.S. empire. Saudi Arabia was going to leave the empire. And there were forces in Saudi Arabia that were pushing for that because of the continued American complicity in the genocide in Palestine. So 9/11 served many, many purposes, one of which was to allow the Bush regime to threaten both Pakistan and Saudi Arabia with an all-out attack. And this was used to keep the Saudis in the American and Zionist orbit.
All right. We're just about out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today out of Madison, Wisconsin.